Game 4 of the NLCS between the Cubs and the Dodgers. The Dodgers in search of a 3-1 series lead behind the youngest pitcher to ever start a postseason game, Julio Urias. His opposition, the seasoned veteran John Lackey. Lackey about to get some big-time defensive support. Bottom one, courtesy of Wilson Contreras.
Throw down to second and out, and the inning. What a throw by Wilson Contreras. And then the tag. Here's one into right. Base hit. Here where they'll come up throwing. Play at the plate is in time. And Gonzalez says, no, I was safe. And they'll look at it. Yeah, he got him up on the jaw, it looked like. And Gonzalez knew it immediately, and they're going to look at it.
He's going to be safe.
You just don't know. Out is the call.
Two men on, nobody out, fourth inning. The 0-2 from Urias. Contreras lines one toward left, base hit. Zobrist around third. He's going to try to score. The throw by Tolles offline. It goes all the way to the backstop. Runners go to second and third. Cubs lead 1-0.
Now the infield is in. Runner at third, one out. That is hit deep to center. Back at the wall. It is gone. 4-0 Chicago. Russell breaks out.
Well, the hitters count. They chose to challenge him. I'm a little confused on why they would challenge him 2-0 with Lackey on deck, but he was ready. Well, I mentioned earlier that they need a hero, and that is the one guy right there that can get it going for the Cubs. Russell, an elephant, just came off his back.
Down the right field line. If it's fair, it's gone. It is foul. That's into right center field. Back at the wall. This ball. Gone. Rizzo. His first. 5-0 Chicago in the fifth. And this guy is a major run producer, 109 RBIs during the regular season. And it took him till his eighth game of this postseason to get his first RBI, let alone home run.
Dexter in the game with a double his last time up. The stretch in the 1-0. Ground ball, base hit right field. A run is in. Montgomery goes to second holding. Cubs lead 6-2 as Dexter pulled a hard smash to the right of the first baseman.
Well, here's Rizzo. That is going to do the trick into right center field, and two runs are going to score. And the Cubs have their biggest lead of the night, 8-2. Good things are happening for these Cub hitters here in game four, the guys who have been struggling. Russell and Rizzo involved again here in the sixth. Baez will be the hitter. Into right center field, ball sinking in a hurry. Peterson with a diving catch. Tagging and scoring for another run is Bryant. The ball gets away. Here comes Rizzo. Throw to the plate. Safe. Two more runs. It's 10-2.
Now the 0-2. Ground ball left side, fielded by Bryant. Throws to first, and the Cubs win this ball game. It's in the book. Cubs win 10-2.
It was all Cubs in game four. They crushed the Dodgers 10-2 to even up the NLCS at two wins apiece. Anthony Rizzo and Addison Russell snap out of their respective slumps in a big way. They go a combined 6-for-10, two homers and five RBIs. After entering game four, a combined 3-for-50 in the postseason. Justin Turner now has a 14-game on-base streak in the postseason. That is tied with Carl Furillo for the longest streak in Dodgers history. Julio Urias became the youngest pitcher to ever start a postseason game, but after a solid first three innings, things fell apart in the fourth. Here's MLB.com's Allison Footer and Jeff Nelson on the effort put forth by the young left-hander in game four.
The pressure was on a very young left-hander in Julio Urias, and he had kind of mixed results. I am Allison Footer. I'm here with Jeff Nelson. Jeff, three scoreless innings, and things kind of went off the rails a little bit for him. What was happening with Urias?
Well, it's the second time around the lineup. I mean, I think that's what really got to him. You look at the first time around the lineup, it really established his fastball, had a decent breaking ball. Changeup was okay, and, you know, he has a thing about throwing up in the zone. He did that, and through the first time, you know, he was fine. Then the second time around the lineup is when it wasn't the pressure. It was the youth. If you look at Addison Russell, when he hit the two-run homer in the fourth inning, hit a 2-0 fastball. And, you know, as a veteran guy, you're saying, okay, this is the postseason. I think you wind up learning from that situation. You wind up throwing an off-speed pitch, whether it's a changeup or a breaking ball to get back into the count. You know, these hitters, you know the Cubs hitters are great fastball hitters. They showed that, especially Addison Russell with a 2-0 fastball, and then Anthony Rizzo with a 3-2 fastball that he also hit deep. So those two spots were youth. It wasn't pressure. He handled that well. It's just when he got into hitters' counts, you have to learn to pitch backwards. You have to learn to use your off-speed. He definitely learned it in Game 4. You know, he'll carry that over to the next time he winds up throwing.
So this game, this series is going 6, possibly 7. Do we see him again? How can the Dodgers use him?
Yeah, I mean, I can't see him starting again, but I can see, well, you never know in a Game 7, but I can see him learning from this and possibly give him some key innings out of the bullpen. They're going to need it. You can't always go to Jansen, you know, for 3 innings or, you know, 2 innings, 6 outs. You're going to have to need that middle relief. You know, Blanton came back in Game 4 and, you know, Game 3 and did a great job. So I see Urias coming in a bullpen role and trying to get through a few hitters and not getting them in the second time, because we saw in Game 4 that the second time around the lineup is when he struggled.
A pivotal Game 5 comes our way on Thursday. It is Kenta Maeda for LA, John Lester for Chicago. So what should we expect?
There's one more game to be played in Los Angeles before this series shifts back to Chicago, and a very interesting pitching matchup again coming up for Game 5 of the NLCS. I am Allison Footer. I'm here with Jeff Nelson. Jeff, now we've seen everybody pitch once. So on the Dodgers side, Kenta Maeda, who actually kept his team in the game his last outing.
Yeah, for 4 innings. You know, again, we didn't see a starter give you length from the Dodgers besides Clayton Kershaw. You know, we saw it during the NLDS, and we've also seen it in the Game 1 in the NLCS. Maeda's a guy that once you start getting the second and third times around the lineup, you have to start making a change. He doesn't make that adjustment. You know, he has a hard time. He's had a hard time during the postseason to find that early rhythm. They're hoping for that in Game 5. He's got a nasty slider and also a good breaking ball. I mean, this guy was outstanding in Japan. Now he just has to come over here and win Game 5 to go to a Game 6. So if he can establish and get in a rhythm early, you know, it'll definitely give the Dodgers a lift.
He's probably watching the Game 4, though, and thinking, this might not be a wonderful time for the Cubs to start breaking out. I mean, I think we all feel like maybe the Cubs have come over that hump a little bit and might show up offensively, which is not great news for
Maeda. It's not. Well, they've gotten over the hump because they've beaten a lefty, and that's one of the things that the Cubs hitters had to do. Now they're facing a righty who they've had a lot of success against. You know, they won Game 1, and John Lester's going for the Cubs. He was outstanding. He even was, I mean, if you look at the emotion that he showed going only 6 innings and giving up that one run, I mean, he was outstanding in Game 1 of the NLDS. Going 8 innings. And now they have the exact guy the Cubs do on the mound for Game 5 to take it into a Game 6. Now, you know, you could feel if the Dodgers could have won Game 4, maybe they could have wrapped it up in Game 5. Now that the momentum has shifted, the Cubs prove that their offense have come to life, and also they've beaten the lefty. They have their ace. I say their ace on the mound. This guy has tons of postseason experience, won a few rings with the Red Sox, and this is exactly what they want to carry in and try to win it in Chicago.
And that's where a depth of a rotation can really be a luxury. We've seen bullpens really factor into almost most of the series that have been won this postseason. But now when you know you have that, when you're always looking to the next day and you always have a good pitcher going, there's a comfort level.
Right, and Chapman got a rest in Game 4. You know, you went through the bullpen, you had a nice victory. A big victory, and you didn't have to throw your important guys in late innings. And that's important because you're going to go to a Game 5 with Friday being a workout day, a day off. You can pitch Chapman possibly 2 innings. You don't want to bring him in. I don't want to bring him in with men on base. Try to limit him to 3 outs if possible, but maybe you can get 4 or 5, but leave him without men on base. But I see Lester going deep into this game and giving the Cubs possible win.
It was not the result that the Dodgers or Dodger fans were hoping for from Julio Urias in Game 4, but LA skipper Dave Roberts was complimentary on the effort put forth by his young left-hander.
I thought he had really good stuff. And, you know, just that inning got away from us, but it was just the bunt base hit and a couple flares. And, you know, for me, the way he was throwing the baseball, you know, he got ahead 0-2, then left another pitch, you know, the flare, then he gives up another base hit to Contreras. So it's one of those things where I thought Julio was throwing the baseball well, and, you know, you get to a spot where I think the stuff is real good, and he's victim of some plays we didn't make for him. And, you know, he got Russell to fly out weakly in his first at-bat, so I just felt that, you know, you got to give Julio an opportunity to make pitches and, you know, left a 2-0 fastball about over.
A controversial play in the bottom of the second at home plate was a big momentum shift, as Adrian Gonzalez thought he was safe, but the replay review room thought otherwise. Here is Agon talking about that play.
Well, I knew I was safe, and, you know, I think, you know, we got plenty of still frames to prove that I was safe. Unfortunately, this turned into a trial, and there was not enough evidence, you know. Usually when they know that if I would have been out, they would have said, play stands, but they said not enough evidence, which means that they saw me safe, just not by enough of a margin.
Julio Urias hopes he has at least one more start in this NLCS and hopefully beyond. Here is the 20-year-old through a translator on the tough start he had in Game 4 and the nerves he had to battle.
Like I've been saying, you have to be ready for everything. I wish I could have taken advantage of this outing, but we didn't get the results that we wanted. But that's baseball. I mean, even if it's a bad hit, it's a hit, and that's how they scored the runs, and that's ultimately how the scoreboard ended.
The Dodgers had an opportunity to take a 3-1 lead in the NLCS, but the Cubs have evened things up at 2 wins apiece to make it a best-of-3 series. Here is Dodger veteran Howie Kendrick on what to expect moving forward.
Yeah, it's just one game. I mean, if nobody's expecting to come through and sweep anybody. So, you know, they're a good team, we're a good team, and, you know, it's just going to come down to who plays the best baseball the rest of the way. You know, he gave us opportunity. You know, he went out, did the best he could, and that's all you can ask for out of anybody. You know, guys all year have been going out competing, and, you know, that's what it's about, giving your team opportunity to win the ball game. And, you know, tonight, you know, they just got the best of us.